Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Depending on whom you ask, Thanksgiving initiates the cheery season of familial togetherness or the Bermuda Triangle of awkward family meals. Even the most well-adjusted people can find several days spent with the in-laws akin to walking on eggshells. A newly published study looked at couples over 26 years of marriage and found that men who get close to their in-laws in the first year of marriage are 20% less likely to go through divorce later in life. The same study found that women who do the same are 20% more likely to split with their husbands down the road. To find out more, producer Taylor Quimby spoke with the study's author, Dr. Terry Orbuch, a professor of sociology and a regular contributor to Huffington Post, where she is known as the love doctor.
So I think it's pretty intuitive that being close to your in-laws would be good news for your marriage, but you're saying that it's actually harmful for a woman to be close to her in-laws. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, in-law ties, especially when it's happening early in a marriage, for women, takes away time from their new spouse or their new partner and strengthening the marriage. Also, what we find is that women, if they're really trying to get close to their in-laws, take the comments from their mother-in-law, from their father-in-law, and other in-law relations very personally. So when the mother-in-law says to her, you know, are you sure you want your daughter to eat that before dinner? She's going to wonder if she's a good mother, a good wife, and she's going to go back to her husband, and that's going to disrupt the well-being and the quality of that marriage.
Now, why wouldn't you think that the same effect would be had by husbands? Why wouldn't they be sort of distanced by spending too much time with their in-laws?
Well, what we know is that women are much more relationship-oriented, so that we as women think about our relationships more, we analyze them, and we work at our relationships much more than men. And with the husbands, when they get close to their in-laws, they're not bothered by the comments if they're there. And what it does is it says to the wife, who's more relationship-oriented, I care about your family because I care about you. Your relationships are important to me because you're important to me. And that makes us as women and wives feel really good, which is why it protects marriages against divorce over time.
Just going to throw this out there. I wondered a little bit if there's maybe a double standard in the way in-laws judge the spouses of their children. Is it possible that the parents of a husband are more judgmental of a wife than the parents of a wife are of their son?
You're absolutely right. In-laws could be saying different things and even responding very differently depending on whether or not they have a married son or a married daughter. And I think in terms of implications, if you're the parent of a man or a married son, you really do need to tread lightly. Your daughter-in-law may be more sensitive to your comments. You may not want to be giving advice to her unless you're asked. Now, if you're the parent of a married woman or a daughter, remember that bonding with your daughter's husband is really important for that marriage. So be accepting. Strides to spend time with him, to include him in your family.
Terry, what do you think makes the in-law relationship so difficult for us to maintain?
Well, I think in-laws are not our family. We didn't choose those people. And so it's very difficult. It's very stressful. And according to my long-term study, it's even more challenging and stressful for women. We really like to be accepted by everyone, most women. And as I said before, those relationships, whether they're our biological family or our in-laws, are important to us. So it's not a relationship that we choose. And I think that's why they're always so difficult.
So do you have any advice for couples that might be on the cusp of their very first holidays with the family? This is Thanksgiving week after all. What would you recommend that they do differently or the same?
Well, I think first, you want to have realistic expectations of what's going to go on during this holiday time with your in-laws. Remember that the relationship that you have, let's say, with your mother is not going to be the same kind of relationship that you will have with your mother-in-law. Second, try not to take things personally. And if you can think about that as someone is saying, you know, the turkey is dry, or I wish you would have had Uncle Fred at the table, that's about them, not about you. And then remember that it's okay to say no. If your in-laws want you to do something, have another dessert, have some more people, but it's too stressful or challenging for you, it's okay to say no. And then I always encourage people to treat their in-laws as honored guests. Remember that these people raised your partner, and if you can keep that in your mind and try to affirm and validate the good parts of these people who are coming to your house rather than what you don't like or the negatives, that will make your table and your dinner or your gathering so much better.
So it sounds like you're recommending a little grain of salt with the Thanksgiving meal this year.
Absolutely. The glass is half full rather than half empty.
Dr. Terry Orbuch, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Terry Orbuch writes for the Huffington Post as the Love Doctor. She's a professor at Oakland University and the University of Michigan Institute for Social Research. There is more on the effect in-laws have on marriage at wordofmouthradio.org.